She's very spry. Did you meet Mrs. Have you been to see her?
No.
I think she was looking for you to come. And she's the one. She's 91 years old and she's very spry and sharp as a briar. She was looking for you to come because she telephoned you the other day and asked my wife. Somebody had told her, yeah. She lives in the town, Mrs.
Yeah,
I've heard. Yeah, she's very spry and very sharp. She may hear better than I do, too. Excuse me.
Okay.
She calls me up sometime to get old information and so forth. Of course, I'm a lot younger than she is, but still again, yeah. And she's a native. Yeah. Excuse me now. Go ahead.
Okay. If the child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm afraid.
And a person who gets afraid easily, you say that person's kind of
scary.
And what about a place that is likely to make someone afraid? How would you describe that?
Well, spooky.
But you mentioned, say somebody's crazy if he does senseless things. What about somebody that is not, things they do are not bad enough to call them crazy, but they're a little strange. You might say she acts kind of.
They would say a little off. A little off, I think, would about cover it to be not too critical.
And if a boy made too many mistakes in addition, say, on arithmetic tests, where you just hadn't paid close enough attention, you say, well, you shouldn't be so
careless.
And if somebody loses his temper at the least little thing, you say he's awfully.
Oh, well, can't think of the word. If they lose their temper, they're very, they have a high temper. High-tempered.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking to this person and said something that set him off, and you might say to him, now, wait a minute,
just hold your temper.
And then if you're telling somebody about it, you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
And any other ways you would say that?
Well, you can get overcome. Overdone.
And would you say something like, I'm all?
All in, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
If she is sick today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday she what?
Became ill.
And let's see, if somebody went out in a heavy rain and didn't change his clothes, say it was colder weather, what would you say?
Well, be careful, you might take cold.
And if you have a cold and it affects your voice, say you're
become hoarse.
And what are the other symptoms of a cold?
Well, sneezing and blowing your nose and eyes running.
If you went to visit someone who was sick and you glance over on the bedside and you notice a medicine's there, you might say, why haven't you bought your medicine?
Taken it.
As someone who can't hear at all, you say he's
would be deaf.
And if you've been out working hard and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
have sweated.